Well, a lot of the research ideas come out of conversation. So, I mean, a guy I spoke to a couple of years ago, he just escaped from Syria. He's in a camp. He's a very nice bloke. He was smiling all the time and everything. And then I sort of, after a while, decided to talk to him a bit and sort of said, hope you don't mind, but, you know, can you tell me a bit about your story? Anyway, it turned out that, you know, most of his family had been wiped out. See his kid beheaded, trauma after trauma. And I said, how can you just keep smiling? How do you manage? And he goes, simple, if I don't, I'm going to fall apart. I mean, it's just a simple story, but it sort of communicates, you know, where people often will talk about resilience as a natural thing, but that's a very effortful strategy that he engages in as a way of survival.
Yeah.
You know, and it just sort of highlights that people don't really conceptualize or think about resilience as a strategy that people will strive for. A way of warding off unwanted emotions, for example. I mean, what are the mechanisms that underpin that? It's just a couple of weeks ago, I was over there, I was in a clinic, talking to this woman who looked sad, and I was talking to the local doctor. He was asking her why she was looked a bit sad, and she says she was fine. You sure? You don't look, you know, you're not looking happy. No, I'm fine. And he pushed her again. He says, well, my husband and two sons, they decided to go back to Syria to see whether it would be okay for us to return. And I just heard yesterday they've all been murdered. So I wanted to ask some more questions about this. Why is she saying it's fine? But for her to actually start a conversation by saying it's not fine, that's like starting to challenge others' will, which is abhorrent to her worldview. Now, from a mental health point of view, you know, for me, this is a recipe for disaster. Now, I don't know that. That's a presumption I'm making on my part. But again, it raises an interesting empirical question about how do we explore that? Because I do a lot of work in grief. And what are the models behind grief? You know, and in the West, we say emotional processing, etc., tends to be an adaptive thing. You can't make that assumption necessarily cross-culturally. One needs to, you know, set up the right experiments to study that kind of stuff.